quarterback, Jake, joining us now from field level. Jake, congratulations to you.
Hey, Jake.
It's a lot of fun to be out here again, and getting this win for the team has been pretty awesome. So thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on with us. Well, maybe just before we get to tonight, you were engaged in a really good competition with a really good quarterback in Gary Bohannon for a few weeks. How much did that make you better? How much did you appreciate the competition? And how do you think the quarterback room looks going into 2024?
You said it, man. He's a heck of a quarterback and a great player. And I, you know, being able to win the starting job has been unbelievable. And that's just because the guys around me have played so well this fall camp and this spring ball. It's just been so fun to grow as a team, come together. And I'll tell you what, every unit is looking so strong right now. So we're happy with the performance today. And I'll tell you, the quarterbacks are happy with today as well.
Jake, coming into that competition, that quarterback competition, what was step number one? What was the thing that you wanted to take care of the most when you came into that competition?
Just full ownership of the offense so I can be me. That's kind of was the big emphasis for me. It's like, once I own this offense, once I know the ins and the outs and everything, once I can finish the play calls when A-Rod gives them, it's like, that's when I could be me in this offense. And so once I was able to do that, ball came a lot easier and the game slows down.
You know, no game is perfect, right? There are going to be things you're going to want to go back and clean up. But I thought the way you guys begin the first quarter and the third quarter are really tone-setting segments. You go touchdown, touchdown to begin the half in the first half, touchdown, touchdown to begin the second half after halftime. How do you feel you started both those halves in terms of setting a tone for BYU?
That's the name of the game, is start hot, right, and keep it going. So I thought the guys did a really good job. Just owning the run game first up front offensively. I mean, Those linemen took a huge step up from last year and played their tail off tonight. And so I owe it to them to be able to sit back there and pat the ball a little bit and throw it downfield. And so those guys made plays. And then down the field, we made some plays at receiver. I'll tell you what, a couple explosives makes offense a little easier.
Jake, I'm so impressed with the way you spread this ball all over the field, hitting Chase Roberts, JoJo Phillips, Keila Merriam, Parker Kingston, Tave Tahase, Cody, you hit so many targets tonight. Coming into this game, was your thought, I'm just going to spread it around, or is it, I'm going to take what the defense gives me?
That just goes to show how good the guys around me are, man. These receivers are unbelievable. These tight ends are unbelievable. If you can look at back of that clip at Tava's touchdown, Keanu Hill was right next to him wide open. These guys are just playing their butts off for me, and I can't be more grateful for them than just every play is easier with those guys around me. And so I'm grateful for that opportunity to have, you know, several guys who can turn and burn down the field, several guys who can run those middle medium routes that can get open at any moment, and then the quick routes too. I mean, these guys can do it all around me, and I'm just grateful to have them.
How happy were you to be able to walk out as a team captain alongside your brethren and Connor Pay and Chase Roberts and Tyler Batty tonight to begin this game?
As a quarterback, that's something you really want to do. You really want to be a leader. Quarterback is a leader position, and so to be able to do that tonight, first game, is just, it's incredible. Because we have some real leadership on this team at a lot of different levels, and so to be able to be chosen by those guys to go out there and walk the coin toss with them is just, you know, it's a little bit of a dream come true to come out there and feel like you're leading the troops in a battle. And so I'm just super excited to do it. Those guys around me are some incredible leaders. Tyler Batty, Connor Pay, and Chase Roberts are out there with me today. And we were just all so excited to get out there and get back to the sideline and start playing some football.
Hey, Jake, all of our listeners are kind of filing into their cars and heading home. And I want you to kind of let them in on Aaron Roderick. I know you've had some different coaches in your life. And Aaron Roderick, quarterback's coach, offensive coordinator. Let us in on some Aaron Roderick. What does he do well? What has he helped you with in this offseason and coming into this camp? And what's he like as a play caller?
I hope he hears this clip, because I think he's a nerd for football. Just because, I mean, his knowledge is so vast. And the way he gets geeked up for this stuff. And so the amount of things he's been able to teach me through this offense, through my development, has been unbelievable. I think in the last year I've developed tremendously, and that's thanks to him coaching my position, thanks to Coach Matt Mitchell also coaching my position. I mean, these guys really, really took ownership in me and developed me as a person on and off the field, and so I can't be more grateful for them, more grateful for the opportunity that they've given me to come out here and play football, the game I love. And so, I mean, he's incredible. He's a great coach. His stuff is undeniably great, too, and I think the 41 proved that tonight.
So from one coordinator to another, I know you're an offensive guy, but how much was this BYU team playing for Coach Jay Hill tonight?
Oh, so much. More than anything you know. Jay Hill is an unbelievable fighter, the most competitive guy I know. He's a mentor to me, a mentor to everybody in the building. Jay Hill was with us tonight in many ways, and Jay Hill actually showed up to the field tonight, which was incredible. Pre-game, we got to see him, got to talk to him, got to love him, because that's what he deserves from us, and that's what we owe to him. And he's just an incredible human being, incredible coach, incredible mentor. I owe a lot of my development as well to him. I mean, he's on the other side of the ball. He's kind of teaching me the ins and outs of what they're doing on the other side and learning from the offense as the play goes on, stuff like that. I mean, and then off the field, too. That guy's an incredible leader. He really knows how to put together a defense and knows how to put together a unit and a family, and that's what we are here. The brotherhood is strong. When he got a break for us, he got a break on brothers. And so that just goes to show that he is family, and so we were 100% playing for him tonight.
Jake, really well said. Thank you, and again, congratulations to you and the boys.
Way to go, Jake.
Appreciate you guys.